Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, joining me is Mike McMillan, and we'll be discussing an FDA-approved device that is fairly new to the United States, and we have it here at Heiss Health Clinic. For our special this week, we're offering two free sessions so that you can experience the benefits for yourself. You'll need to schedule an appointment for this because it's become very popular at the clinic. And you can schedule your appointment by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your interest or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That email address is CF, as in Central Florida, Healthline, at yahoo.com. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hi, Renee. Thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
No problem. Now, I stated earlier that this is a new German technology, but it's really not new at all, is it?
It's not, and it's not under trial. It's been around for, believe it or not, 20 years. But when we came to our third-generation equipment about 7 years ago, everything changed. And to the point where NASA found out about this, they tried to reverse engineer this technology and this amazing signal, and they could not. The smartest engineers and scientists in the world could not reverse this. And so they came on board about 3 years ago, and now we have a collaboration with them to put this technology up into space.
Good. Awesome. Now, Leviticus 17:14 states that the life of all flesh is its blood. You and I like to say a lot that the life is in the blood.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, tell us more about this device, how it came about, and how we can all benefit from it.
Well, first, I want to tell you my story. My story began, actually many years ago in my early adulthood. For my entire adulthood, I'm 56, and I've had problems with chronic fatigue pretty much my whole life. But as I got to be an adult, a young adult, I realized that I was really having a hard time getting through life. I felt like I was walking through molasses. I had a lot of brain fog. I had a lot of energy problems each and every day. And it was frustrating. And tried to go to all the Western conventional doctors that we have here in the States, and I got a lot of different diagnoses. And my frustration just continued, and finally my family decided to take me to the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic ran me through the gauntlet of every test imaginable, including EKGs and CAT scans. And at the end of a few days there, I was expecting at least a diagnosis, and I got a handshake and said, "Congratulations, Mike. All your vitals are good. Your charts look good. Thank you for coming after thousands of dollars." So I came back home. This is several years ago, but I went through some challenges continuously. But I have a doctor that I've known for a few years here recently, and she just got one of these devices a couple years ago, and she had me lay on it for 8 minutes. It's only an 8-minute session, and I sat there for 8 minutes, got off, and went about my day. And as I went about my day, I felt this energy, and I felt this clarity, and I felt this general well-being the rest of the day. And I thought, well, maybe it's a placebo, maybe it's something I ate that morning, or maybe I slept particularly well the night before. And I thought, well, let's give this another try because there's something about this. So 2 days later, she allowed me to go on the machine again, and I felt wonderful. And as I started doing my research And just like we just talked about, as I realized that life is in the blood, and this has everything to do with blood flow, particularly in the smallest, tiniest little blood vessels or capillaries, which basically is 75% of our total circulation.
Yeah, and, you know, symptoms, you know, we have all kinds of symptoms, and when we do get these results back from the doctor that says, hey, yeah, you're 100%, you know, fine, and we don't feel that way, we think that, you know, there's got to be something wrong with us. But
absolutely,
there's definitely underlying causes.
Yes, and we should pay attention to our symptoms. And as I look back and as I got on this device, I went ahead and I picked up one of my own. I have one in my home now, and I get to get on this device once in the morning and once in the evening, and it has literally changed my life the last 2 years. To the point where I became part of the company, and I became a distributor, and I get to speak on behalf of many groups all over this country, and I, as I look back, it's just I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful for my health, and I'm grateful for a wonderful way to make a living as well. I get to speak about this equipment, and help change a lot of lives.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, you know, when most people go to a doctor, and the biggest complaints that our patients complain about is mostly they feel stressed out, the discomfort, they're restless, unfocused, low energy, and they're literally just downright exhausted. And so this, you know, we have a crisis, a medical crisis in this country. And, you know, we see obesity just going through the roof. You know, when we were kids, if you remember, you know, it was like when we were kids in our classrooms, we may have that one large boy or one large girl. And now when you see kids marching off a bus, you see maybe one out of two or two out of three kids are obviously overweight. And we have a meds epidemic. You know, we have, if you look at primetime TV, you see about one out of every three commercials is a prescription commercial. You know, we're kind of run by Big Pharma. And when they tell us this, we listen. We hear all the, you know, all the bad stuff that these meds can do, all the disclaimers. But at the end of the commercial, they're always asking you to ask if your doctor if this is right for you. Now, we are in this country, we are 5% of the world's population, yet we consume 60% of the world's prescriptions in this country. We're actually 80% of the world's pain meds.
That's crazy.
So it's just an epidemic that you know, we believe is out of control, and there's something we can do about it now. And you know, if we could enhance just general blood flow, if we could enhance nutrition and oxygen supply in our bodies, and if we could enhance cardiac function and our sleep management, the way we dispose of waste and toxins in our body, just our general physical fitness and endurance and concentration and all these great things, you know, would you do it? And you know, the answer for me is like, you know, I would have tried anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I ask, and I know you do in your clinic, Renee, is you ask, you know, some of your patients. I said, are you willing to try this for 8 minutes? And that's really all it is. It takes 8 minutes to lay down this device to stimulate the blood flow. And again, like you said, life is in the blood. And without good blood flow, you don't get oxygen, you don't get nutrients to the 100 trillion cells that each and every one of us have in our bodies. And so when you realize how important this is, you know, I think most people are willing to try.
Yeah, and all those things that you mentioned, you know, the inflammation, the pain, the bad sleep, you know, I see that every single day. And, yeah, the people that have come in and tried this machine and or using it on a regular basis, you know, I see them become, you know, have more energy. And what really fascinates me is the fact that they just seem overall happier.
Absolutely.
Which when we feel better, we are happier. So
that's the way I feel. And it's like it's one of these things where, and you're right, when most people go on this, the one thing we ask them to pay attention to, it could be the problem at hand, whether it's arthritic pain or whether it's you know, general like migraine headaches, these kind of things. But we also ask them to pay attention to their digestion, their energy, their sleep patterns. That seems to change pretty quickly for most everyone.
Yeah. You know, and it's like you said, there's so many drugs out there, you know, but there's no drug, there's no surgery, there's no nutrient that can really help improve the microcirculation.
This is true.
So
that's a good point. We in Western medicine, if we have someone with, say, they can't feel their feet, they have neuropathy, and they have these issues with wounds, these kind of things that stem from poor blood flow, you're right. There's not a medication, there's not an herb, there's not a surgery that can identify with these issues with the microcirculation. In other words, there are no receptor sites for any meds that we have here in this country. Now, here is the device, and what it does, it sends a signal. It's a German signal that's been perfected over the last 20 years. And basically what it does, it contracts and relaxes the smallest blood vessels in our bodies. And when this happens, you have something called vasomotion. Vasomotion makes the blood flow move. And so we always say, you know, the river runs through it. If the river runs through it, you're getting oxygen and nutrients, and you're taking out the waste.
Yeah, and, you know, this also works on animals and plants.
Absolutely.
I love to tell the story of my little dog, and y'all, I've got pictures, so you can come into the clinic and see the pictures. But she had done something out in the yard to one of her eyes, and it was swollen shut and just, you know, fluid just draining from it. And so I put her on this device 8 minutes, and afterwards she jumped off. And before we went to bed that night, I put her on it again and got up the next morning thinking, okay, well, I need to, you know, look at her eye, see how it's doing. And it was perfectly fine. Like nothing had ever happened, you know, and then I have a bird. I have a bird. The bird does not like me. The bird loves my husband, and she won't have anything to do with me, especially if he's in sight. But as long as I am on this device, she will sit on me the entire time. And as soon as it goes off, she flies away. So it's quite comical.
You know, there's no placebo with animals. They kind of know and they understand energies, and they like to be around good energy. And my dog is 14, going on a puppy. And here he was a couple years ago. And I had noticed back when he was like 10, 11 years old, like most dogs, you start to see some issues. Like I could see he was probably having some joint discomfort. And he couldn't quite jump on the furniture. And yes, I'm leaning enough to let my dog jump on the furniture. And he was having a hard time. So I was actually just pulling him up there and helping him up. And here it is a few years later. He's almost 14. I think he's turning 14 this next month. And here he is without hesitation. He can jump on the couch. And that blows me away. What I do for him every day is I get off my device after 8 minutes. I put a towel down. And he jumps up on the recliner. I put mine on my recliner, and he's up there for his 8 minutes. And once his session is finished, he jumps off. But he's very much gravitates towards this device.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned something briefly earlier about NASA and how NASA was interested in this. Now, what interest do they have?
Well, understand that we've known for many years, for 50 years actually, that when these astronauts go into outer space, you know, once they leave the Earth's surface, their cells start breaking down. Their blood circulation becomes very poor, especially in the microcirculation. And the reason is, as we discovered, and there was a Nobel Prize won from it 20 years ago in 1999, we discovered that the heart is as big as a fist, can only pump towards 26% of the body. You know, the major arteries, venules, and veins. The other 74% is your microcirculation. And they realized very quickly that it is physically impossible for the heart to pump to these smallest little, tiny little vessels that are literally the diameter of a human hair, up to 1/400th the diameter of a human hair. And so there had to have been something else. And we've always known, obviously, there's a gravitational pull on this earth, and we're meant to be on this earth. God put us on this earth for a reason. But there's also this magnetic pull that we have from the north and south pole that's always pulling on us. And it's also starting kind of the functions of our smallest blood vessels as well. There's some other chemical things that happen in our body that kind of helps the muscles contract and relax as well. But being on this earth is very important. So the astronauts, when they go up into space and they go up there for 2 weeks to, say, a year, they come back an absolute mess. I mean, they have bone density problems and muscular atrophy problems, And usually they go through, you know, weeks to months of rehab when they get back down on Earth. And it has everything to do with their microcirculation. So they realize that we have something. And again, they try to take this and reverse engineer just to try to understand it. And then finally they came on and signed a collaboration with their company 3 years ago. It's 3 years ago last month. And now we have this back and forth thing going on. As a matter of fact, they actually re-signed the contract back in January this year to get us all the way to 2021. So we're very happy to have that collaboration with NASA.
Oh, that's excellent. And so now, what I understand is that they actually had some had seen results as far as improved bone density.
Well, yes, and you know what they're looking for, and they're still working on this as we speak. They're working on putting this technology inside of all the textiles of the spacesuits, and we're actually working on this right now with them. It takes time, but they're realizing once they perfect this, you know, they can do things that they haven't done before, and they know that if they put an astronaut, say, up to Mars, they knew that you know, in times past that astronaut would disintegrate before he got to Mars.
Yeah.
And so for them to go a little bit deeper into space with manned missions, they realize they need to have something that can actually an astronaut that can actually withstand this lack of gravity and this lack of microcirculation.
Now, we all know how important sleep is to our health and to our heart function. What I love about this is this device also has a sleep mode to it.
Yes, it does.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our sleep is extremely important. Of all the functions we do all day, sleep may be the most important function that we have. And a lot of us are sleep deprived. I think we all know that. I think we have a sleep deprived America. And so when we sleep, our bodies are meant to restore. Our bodies are meant to get this deacidification and this detox as we sleep. And a lot of people, they can sleep through 7, 8, 9 hours a night and wake up and feel like they were hit by a bus.
Yep, that used to be me.
And so what this this technology does as well is it allows us to you actually lay the pad on the bed. And it allows us to lull ourselves into a little bit deeper sleep, a little bit deeper REM sleep. So generally when we sleep, and we hear about this quite a bit, we hear people, they sleep deeper, but they realize they're remembering their dreams. And I hear this all the time. Some people dream vividly, and they dream in color, which I think is quite odd. I've never gotten to that point. But I hear this time in, time out, that people are sleeping on it and they wake up and they feel as refreshed as they have in their entire lives.
Yeah, I had put this off for so long. I mean, I had mine for months. And then my husband went out of town one day. I said, hey, I'm going to put this on the bed, see what happens. And I did. I slept so good. And when my alarm went off, I didn't feel the need to pray and ask Jesus to please let the alarm clock be wrong. Right. But I hit the floor, both feet running, and I got more accomplished in that day than I had in probably the whole 2 weeks put together previously. So, and I'm still like that. As long as I sleep on it, I sleep much deeper. And do I have those vivid dreams? And I get up in the morning. I'm usually awake before the alarm goes off, which has never been done in my whole life. So it's pretty awesome.
Glad to hear that. That's fantastic.
This also is a huge. This German device is like very big in the sports world, and really helps with athletes also.
Really is, and without naming names, we have some named athletes that I think we all know out there. They're actually Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that we know is a 5-time champion. We can't go out there and name names, but with the athletes, you have to understand the athletes will do anything they can legally to get an edge. And so, what the device does for an athlete is it increases oxygen up to 30%, increases oxygen and nutrients up to 30% before a performance. But just, or maybe even more importantly, it allows that athlete, especially some of the older athletes, to repair and regenerate and be able to recover for the next day. And recovery for an athlete is huge, because you've got, say, for instance, a tennis player that goes out there and say they're playing in a major event. They may run through 5 sets and totally exhaust themselves muscularly, mentally, and so forth. And 2 days later, have to come back and do it again. And so recovery is huge for an athlete. And I love to talk about the athletes because the athletes are really you and I, because you and I will go out there and say, for instance, we have to go out there and fight Interstate 4, I-4 every day. And that's a stressor in itself.
That's a marathon.
And all these things we do day in, day out, whether it's taking out the trash or going out there and digging ditches or going out there and doing surgeries or whatever we do during the day, we have to come back and do it tomorrow. This device allows us to be able to function during the day and be able to regenerate the next day.
Yeah, now I heard something pretty fascinating about one of the runners recently. I believe his name was Gatlin.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Justin Gatlin. Here he is, 35 or 36. I believe he's 36 now. Here he is, and he has been an athlete for most all of his life. And he won most of his accolades, his medals, his gold medals, and so forth back in his 20s. And here he is last year. He went against Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt is the fastest runner that we've known for, I guess, forever. And he's been on top of the podium for the last 8 to 10 years. And this is going to be Usain Bolt's last race. This is going to be his last hurrah. And so Justin Gatlin, an older sprinter. When we say older, you know, most of your sprinters are in their early 20s, mid-20s. Well, he had just given us a very nice testimonial just a month prior to this event as to what this did for his performance and also what it did for his recovery. And here he went out and he smoked and beat Usain Bolt. And that was quite a major feat, and that was actually a surprise to absolutely everyone in the industry that he had come out and do that at his age.
That's absolutely fascinating. Now, you know who I would absolutely love to get this in front of is the UCF athletic department, especially
absolutely.
The football team. You and I are both huge UCF football
go
fans.
Nice.
And
John.
Yeah, we're alums, so yeah, that's a big deal for us. I think that would be absolutely awesome to be able to do that. So now you had also mentioned about vasomotion, and that is how the microcirculation, the capillaries, get the blood moving up to the different cells. Now, this is supposed to occur like 3 to 5 times per minute. But I understand that there are people, you know, when they start getting sick, that this could only happen maybe 3 to 5 times for every 10 minutes.
Exactly.
That's scary.
And well, this happens naturally as we all get and grow older. You know, when we're 15, 20 years old, our vasomotion is fantastic. I mean, when we're 15, 20, and we fall down and we twist our knee, what do? We rub some dirt on it, and the next day we're feeling great again, right?
Yeah.
You know, the natural repair through our circulation, the oxygen nutrients that we get to every point of our body is really good. As we get older, as we all notice, you know, when we start to do these things, whether it's going out and working out in the gym or going out there and bumping our knee or twisting our ankle, recovery time takes a little bit longer. Why is that? It's exactly what you talked about. It's our vasomotion. It is our circulation. It's not quite where it once was. And that's a natural thing that happens as we age. But in this country, think about it. There's some other things we've done that, you know, in an industrialized world, things are wonderful. But it's like as when you think subtly, we've put concrete and we've put asphalt. And we've done things like wear rubber shoes, and we're in our cars, and we're on rubber tires, and we've kind of separated ourselves from this earth.
Yeah.
And we talked about that earlier. You know, Mother Earth, what God has given us, is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still getting that movement. We're still getting that that magnetic charge, but not quite as where we once did. And so we've compromised a lot of what we have here on Earth. And the other thing we don't do as well that kind of slows down our microcirculation is our diets. Our diets that cause obesity, that cause this lack of blood flow. So there's a lot of issues that we have here on Earth.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to be very clear that this device is pro-health. It's not anti-disease. So the goal is to focus on the health of your body and the benefits that you'll get by using this on a daily basis. You can, like I said, we've got it at the clinic, but there's people that all the time that are interested in their own. And so if that's the case, give me a call and I'll let you know how easy it is to get one. It'll take about a week to get to you. So you've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline, and this is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. If you're interested in trying out this new German technology for yourself, give us a call. Schedule your two free sessions. That phone number is 407-677-1660. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off of your initial assessment, or check me out on the web at drheiss.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.